Blog Talk Radio. Content or style restrictions on Poetry Superhighway Live. We'd love to hear any kind of poem that you have, a prose poem, a haiku, a sonnet, a free verse, whatever it is that you have, call in and read. We just want to hear what you've got. That's what it's all about. Again, the number is 646-716-7362. A few things to share with you before we launch into our calls. First of all, I hope you had a good National Poetry Month last month. We had a very successful project called, which is the first time that we did this. It's our first annual National Poetry Month poetry writing prompt a day. We posted a different poetry writing prompt every single day during the month of April during National Poetry Month, all 30 days, as well as on our Facebook group. These poetry writing prompts were selected from dozens and dozens of prompts that came from you, from Poetry Superhighway participants. So we put a different one up every day on our website as well as on our Facebook group, and people were invited to, well, of course, just write a poem in response to one of these prompts, as well as post your poem in our Facebook group as a comment to that particular prompt, and lots of people participated in that. There's a lot of cool new poetry in the world as a result of what we did last month. So congratulations to you if you participated in that, whether you did one every single day, whether you just picked one of our prompts and wrote a poem every day from some other source, or just from your head, participating in NaPoWriMo, National Poetry Writing Month, or maybe you just wrote one poem. That's cool. If you did anything along those lines last month, then you succeeded. So I'd like to give anyone who participated in that last month a special invitation to call in and share your poem here on Poetry Superhighway Live. We will definitely be doing that again next year. And if you're interested in seeing all of the writing prompts, perhaps you weren't aware that. That, by the way, that's the secret tag to the Poetry Superhighway Live theme that I keep forgetting to edit out. I'm going to do that someday, though. Don't worry. Anyway, if you would like to see what all the prompts were, if you go to Poetry Superhighway Live under the special, I'm sorry, if you go to the Poetry Superhighway website, poetrysuperhighway.com, and under the special projects menu item at the top, you'll see the prompt a day project, and under that you'll see the 2013 prompts. You can see them all there. You're not limited. There is no law that says that you can only write poetry from these writing prompts during National Poetry Month. You can do it any time. So they exist as a perpetual ongoing resource to you of writing ideas. So there you go. If anyone's listening who submitted a prompt that we didn't end up using, don't take it personally either. Again, we received way more than 30 prompts, and there were only 30 days in the month of April. It happens every year. There's only 30 days in the month of April. They've not changed it, and it doesn't seem like there's a plan to change it either. So if we didn't get to your prompt, it's just because we didn't get to it. I would have loved to have put them all up, but we had to pick one a day. There you go. There were no bad prompts submitted. Also, I want to thank last month, after the week after our weekly, our monthly open reading, there was a special broadcast of Poetry Superhighway Live called Palacio Interviews Lupert, where my friend, Orange County poet and poetry producer James Palacio, was nice enough to interview me and have a conversation with me about my new book called Nothing in New England is New. This is my 15th book. It's a collection of poetry I wrote in New England last summer while traveling to a bunch of different cities there. And we had a good old conversation where James asked me all kinds of questions, which I happily answered, read a few poems from the book as well. If you're interested, if you go to my website, poetrysuperhighway.com, you can see a few sample poems from the book. I've been doing once a week adding a video of me reading poems from the book. It's kind of cool, mixed with music. I'm wearing a nice hat. So check out these videos if you're so interested. I just put up the second one. I'm not sure how many there will be, but there's going to be a different one for every city that I visited. So it's a series of them. The last one, the one that just went up on Friday, is poems that I wrote in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is a wonderful little town that you should visit if you have the chance to. The first video are poems that I wrote while on the way to the trip. So there you go. Check that out. All right, well, that's pretty much everything I have to tell you. Oh, well, I guess I wanted to also say that if you didn't have the chance to hear that conversation with James Palacio and myself, it is archived in our Blog Talk Radio page. There's a link to it on the Poetry Superhighway site. It shouldn't be that hard to find if you go to blogtalkradio.com/PSH. Or, man, if you really want to see it and you just can't find it, send me an email and I'll send it out to you. All right, the number to call in if you'd like to share a poem is 646-716-7362. Our first caller is from the 609 area code. Hello.
Yes, this is Martin Cohen.
Hi, Martin.
Can you hear me? Great.
I
have something called a hyben. I don't know if you have time enough for it. It'd take about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. According to the Haiku Society of America, hyben is a terse, relatively short prose poem in the haikai style, usually including both lightly humorous and more serious elements. Hyben usually ends with a haiku, and it's about 100 to 300 words. Mine's about 100 words, something like that, or less. Would you like me to try that?
Absolutely. Please do.
All right. By the way, let me just add, this is my first attempt, and I made two other attempts that were progressively worse, and I haven't written anything in about 10 years or something. So this was 2005. It was published in Contemporary Hyben Online, and it's titled The First Day. The first day at summer camp, a few counselors took the children to the lake for swimming. I didn't know how to swim, and so I watched from the deck. I didn't like the idea of living things in the water. One boy overheard me tell the counselor that I couldn't swim and told me that there were rats as big as dogs that could swim in the lake. A little later, another boy screamed, "Snake!" while he was waiting near the shore. A counselor ran over and discovered that someone had relieved themselves. I was repulsed. I started to walk away from the crowd and along the shore and noticed something on the lake. I looked more closely and realized it was an insect standing on the undisturbed lake surface. I was in awe of it. At first, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Then it lifted one leg and placed it on the surface again. The mountaintop dimples under the strider's leg. The counselor approached me and asked if I would like to go row boating. I told her that I didn't know how, and she said she would row. I agreed, and we went on the deck where the boat lies. The wind grew stronger in the late afternoon, breaking up the sun's reflection into choppy bits of light. We shoved off from the deck and I heard the rush of water, then a pause. The lifted oars would rub against the lift fittings as she pushed forward in the wind. We came closer to a strange-looking boulder and what looked like is pop marks all over its surface. She told me it was once a volcano a long time ago. Volcano rock, the wind across the lake. The sun dipped below the silhouetted forest. The wind faded with the light, and we headed back to the landing. As we lifted ourselves onto the deck, something on the water passed by, a leaf in and out of twilight. That's it.
That's great, Martin. Thanks for sharing that. I love the idea of the Haibun. And I particularly, being someone who's been involved with summer camps in the past, it's particularly cool to hear a poem about that. I also like the way that you pronounced rowboating.
well, that was by accident or whatever.
But I enjoyed it though. What city are you calling from?
Egg Harbor City.
Hooray. That's New York, right?
No, that's New Jersey.
South New Jersey. Sorry, yes. Right. No one in New Jersey wants to be defined as living in New York, I understand.
No, not at all. I'm an old, I was born and raised in the Bronx, South Bronx, and Lower East Side Manhattan. So I spent most good portion of my life there. So not at all.
Well, I just remember visiting New York City and doing some touristy things, including visiting Ellis Island, which is technically in the state of New Jersey. But, you know, you get on the ferry from New York to go see it. And, you know, being in sort of this touristy mode, I wanted to have myself a good slice of New York pizza. And they served pizza in the cafeteria at Ellis Island. And so I, you know, confidently and boldly asked the person at the cafeteria if their pizza was, you know, good New York pizza. Because if it was going to get pizza, I wanted it to be a good slice. And she kind of answered in a very sort of disdained manner, you know, something like, "I don't know, I'm from New Jersey," you know. So.
Well, things have changed. From what I've read, and I haven't been to New York in quite a number of years, but from what I've read, the best pizza to be found was in Brooklyn with the Brick Ovens and the mozzarella cheese and so on. But I remember many years ago early 80s, the best pizza I've had was on 53rd Street and 3rd Avenue, and it was owned by Puerto Rican brothers, and it was delicious. Hmm. Something to do with the mozzarella the full type. I'm not sure about that, but it tasted delicious anyway.
Sounds like it. So, Martin, do you have a website or anything people can check out if they want to hear more from you?
On your website, I'm still listed. I had written some haiku, and with it, you added my website, so it's on there.
Well, just, you know, in case people don't get there, do you want to just tell us what it is to someone listening who's not in front of the computer or whatever?
I wish I haven't been on it in a while. I apologize. I think it's my name, Martin, at tumblr.com, something like that. I forget, to be honest with you. I haven't been on there in a while.
Not a problem. Well, you know what? If people want to find out where to find you on the web, they can look on the Poetry Superhighway for your name in the Past Poets Archive.
Martin Notley Cullen, yes, that's right.
And they can click over there. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was Martin Gottlieb Cohn calling from Egg Harbor, New Jersey. I should have asked him about that, you know. Is that where the nation's eggs come from? Floating from the middle of the ocean into the harbor, gathered up by eggermen. and then transported to the rest of the country for our breakfast and baking needs. All right, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. You can, of course, Skype in as well. I believe there's a click-to-talk link or something of that nature right there on the webpage. I really don't know because I can't see that from my view as the host, but there's got to be some way because I know people do it all the time. But call in, share your poem, all right? Moving on, our next caller is from Sonoma, California. It's Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, guy, pull over. I am now going to listen to your excuses for speeding on the Poetry Superhighway. Go ahead, guy, while I make out the blanks in this speeding ticket.
Was I speeding, officer? I've been doing this since 1997. It's been going kind of slow, frankly.
Okay, you got me. I'm going to read a poem. It's called Blind Circumstance. It's 14 lines, and it's for Mara Dan. You picked up the dead stone of my heart with your right hand and threw me just so. So I flew above the surface of the lake of love. My dead heart kissed the lake surface, skipped until it finally plopped, only deep drown in once clear water of care and concern. And he came to rest, compressed in the bottom water, and so I was on a walk away from the lip of the lake towards the heavy conceit of asphalt and concrete. Come back to the lake and dredge me out and murky cover, because I do not wish to remain in this blind circumstance. End poem.
Cool. Don, well done as always. Strong reading.
Thank you, and I'll just close up my ticket book here and reward to my sergeant, will we?
What? I'm sorry, what's your sergeant's name? Don, are you still there?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not going to tell
you. I guess not. Okay, well.
Thank you.
In like a ghost. And, well, that's really all it was. That was a Don from Sonoma, California, calling in to give me some kind of speeding ticket. As if you could possibly go fast on the Poetry Superhighway. It's really a country road. Dirt paths, trees hanging along the sides. Very difficult to go more than 20 miles per hour on it. And we've tried. We've really tried. We're going to get a backhoe in and do some work to see if we can speed it up. Thank you, Don, from Sonoma, for calling in. Good to hear your voice, as always. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next caller will be on in a second, but let me give you the number one more time. It's 646-716-7362. That is the number. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Love to hear your poem. Talk about your new book. Of course, one of the things we always do here on Poetry Superhighway Live is we ask you to tell us about what's going on in your poetry community. Is there a reading series in your town that you could let people know about? Is there a website that you run or that you participate in that is particularly cool for poets that you want to expose people about? Two, I should say. That's what we're all about, is exposing as many people to as many other people's poetry as possible. So in addition to reading your poem, that's what you have the opportunity to do here on Poetry Superhighway Live. All right, so that number is 646-716-7362. I'm just glancing. You know, I loaded up another browser that doesn't know that it's... that it's me, because I'm not logged in. And if you're on the webpage, And it, of course, the number is right there, call in to speak with the host, and then there's the number. And then there's a little S to the right of that. And if you have Skype, Skype is free to use for this particular purpose, and you've got a decent microphone in your computer, if you click on that, you can call in and Skype right in. And that's actually, it's typically a better sound quality, for that matter, if you have a good internet connection, than doing it over the phone. So there you go. Now I know. Exciting. All right. Once again, 646-716-7362. Our next caller is from the 423 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Anybody there? 423.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
All right. Not there. Let's move on to our next caller from the 786 area code. Hi.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
786, you just called in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
All right, I seem to be having some kind of technical
problem. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a little technical issue on this end.
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
I'm DC, the voice of reason. I do spoken word here in Miami, Florida. Haven't been on a blog talk poetry show in a minute, so just wanted to get my poetry fix on and share with you one of my spoken word pieces.
Cool, please do.
This particular piece is special to me because it's about my daughter. And it's called Black Butterfly. So whenever I've gotten to poetry deeply, I wanted to do a piece to pay homage to my daughter because me and her are very close. So this is for her, called Black Butterfly. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go for it.
Black Butterfly, you are the reason why I do poetry, because according to the sun, you were born in the month of spoken word, April 23rd, the day when time froze, 10 fingers and 10 toes, made straight out of the mold of God's promise. I guess that's what prayers are for. You are the reason why I go to war with metaphors, because I could never hate to love you. You even got destiny willing to take bullets for you. You are the truth even when it hurts. 9 months worth of prophecy hidden in patience. You are purpose planted in this proper season, and your people are hungry. The apple of your dad's eye. You are the pride of lions that knew your worth before you even knew the math. And I'm only half of the ministry that you inspire to be. The mother in your eyes show me that love never comes in the form of casualties, because you have formed a trinity with twin legacies that forces me to believe that all good things come in threes. Prayer, faith, expectancy, love, trust, peace, husband, wife, ministry, words, life, poetry. Black Butterfly, I will love you past infinity, but who's counting? You've given me the ability to move mountains on shoulders with redemption tatted on my back. You are the fact that the truth never changes, and you have taught me that you can't have 1 ounce of integrity without intentions that forces you to love me past pretending. You are wisdom, the gift that keeps on giving, looking just like me, talking just like me, even spitting just like me, same pen, different ink. You are the hope of the slave that don't even realize that they are free. You are this rose suffocated in concrete, bittersweet, baptized in revolutionary waters. And you could have easily been the daughter of Mega Evers of Garvey, consumed by a sky that attempted to bribe you with limitations. Epiphany, you only gain strength from what you lose, not what you keep. And I choose you to be my muse to this pen, with conviction sewn in the hem of your skirt, because I am you in turns fast forward, and you are simply me in reverse, that's captured in a smile that is sunny side up, because you are a wealth of Sundays and shades of royalty fit for a queen. You are poetry sketched in stanzas that bleed, dedicated to broken hearts that forgot how to live. And this man that you call Superman, who is really Clark Kent, is still fearless, dedicated to every teardrop that falls, that loves you beyond phone calls. My daughter, my legacy, the sequel to my biography, I see you like the prayer that was answered on a Wednesday morning. You are courage balled up in the hands of suffering. Even the moon says that you are destined to be a star, because you are purchased at a price that should never question how much you are worth, because you are beautiful, musical, like African children singing a cappella in the Serengeti, that loves to the point of no return with no return to sender. You are what families are thankful for in the month of November. My daughter, my legacy, the sequel to my biography. I love you, Black Butterfly. And that's it.
Wow. That was great, man. I could see you reading that, and I don't even know what you look like. Very, very powerful delivery. Well done.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
So do you, what goes on in Miami? Tell us about your favorite spot there.
My favorite spot is where my house port at. It's called Speak Fridays. It's in the Art District in Miami, Florida. It's very culturally diverse spot. It's one of the most well-known poetry spots here in Miami. So you got that one. You got Rip the Stage. You got Poetry Sundays. You got Mellow Monday. It's a lot of poetry spots here. So I'm really fortunate to be here. I've been in Miami for like 4 years. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. So I've been here for like 4 years. So. But I've been like all over Florida. So.
Cool. Very cool. Well, really loved hearing that. And do you have a website or anything people can check out if they want to hear more of your stuff?
You can find me on Facebook. My name is David Crouch, that's C-R-O-U-C-H, space D-C, the voice of reason, all together on Facebook, and that's where you can find me. I'll put the link in the chat.
Cool. Well, D-C, the voice of reason from Miami via St. Louis, nice to hear you. I hope you call in again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I love your show, so I'll be back again.
Oh, cool. Thanks so much.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was, as mentioned, DC, the voice of reason from Miami, Florida, the house poet at the spot he mentioned in Miami. Very powerful reading of that poem. Or as Don in the chat room said, very swift. I guess we can have some swiftness on the Poetry Superhighway after all. We shouldn't be ticketed for it, though. That's the only thing I want to mention. All right, moving on. The number to call in is 646-716-7362. I think we've got 423 back. Hi.
Hi.
Did I hang up on you earlier?
I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me. Can you hear me now?
I definitely can hear you now.
Awesome.
Who am I talking to?
I am the poet Darkling, and I'd like to read you two poems that they're kind of written to go together from my first book, What Is It You Want to Know, which is available on Amazon.
Okay, are they kind of short? Because we typically give everyone just one poem so we can fit as many people in as possible.
They're quick. I could read the first one, and if it goes too long, I don't have to read the second one.
All right, go for it.
It's called Ode to Thee. Look for me with those judgmental eyes. Those eyes that hide surprise until you realize, I don't care if you stare, because I'll just stare right back. I'll counter your attack if you want to shoot my back. Who's got the upper hand? You're so smooth and cunning. Why is it me you're shunning? Look, see, now who's running? Run from me or from you? Run away, run away. Why keep your bouquet when you knew you would stay? At a disadvantage, I've no words of wisdom. I don't know where you're from. I can't get you to come. There is no hope for us. We have gone way too far. We've all become bizarre. We don't know who we are. And we can't get back there to that place we once were. That time when we were sure. Tell me to remember. That was a time of dreams, of love, of hope, of trust. It seemed that we were thrust before we could adjust into that time of us. But all that has changed. It's all been rearranged, turned sullen and deranged. Oh, how I want you back. Back here where you belong. Back where our love was strong. should have been all along. And so.
Very nice. The poet Darkling, you said, right? That's your
yes,
name?
Yes, the poet Darkling.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Limestone, Tennessee. And fans can reach me on Facebook at the poet Darkling or on writers.com under the poet Darkling.
Cool. Tell me the name of the city one more time.
It's Limestone.
Limestone. Okay, yeah, there's a little bit of static on the online, but I got it. Cool. You know what? Go ahead. Is the other poem the same length, basically?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Here again. Here again are these feelings that keep welling up inside, taking me for a ride, making me swallow my pride. So I've got no pride left, nor any words to say, no way to make you stay or get me to go away. I'm stuck in the middle of both heaven and hell, with no future to foretell and no answer when I yell. Just an echo in my head, just when I yell you don't hear, always turning a deaf ear while I struggle to get near. So tell me why you're scared. Is it you're scared of me? Do you doubt my honesty? Is there something you foresee? Or is it because of her, the way she left you there, as if she didn't care, so completely unaware? Unaware of you, the way you're unaware now, of this worry on my brow for the what and if and how. How can this really be that you've no answers to give, no memories to relive because your head is like a sieve? All the memories have leaked out and fallen at my feet, but I find solace bittersweet in the devil's cruel deceit. Because although the devil lies, there's still truth there if you look. Wrote in the pages of his book are his truths for lies, mistress. Because we hear what we want, not always what is said, but what is made up in our head, those little reasons that we've led. So here again are we, others standing toe to toe, each trading blow for blow, yet neither one of us will go. And so.
Cool. Thanks so much for calling in. Is there anything that goes? You gave us your Facebook already. Is there a reading in Limestone that you go to that you can tell people about?
I'm kind of new to this, but I've got 2 books published, and people can check me out at, like I said, at writers-network.com or on Facebook. And my books are available on Amazon, and I'm currently publishing my 3rd.
Very nice. Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and I hope you do so again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, sorry that I dropped you earlier. My headphones went awry. Definitely wasn't your fault. So yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much. That was the poet Darkling calling from Longshore. Sorry, not Longshore. Limestone, Tennessee. Not everything is on the shore. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm still stuck on Egg Harbor is the problem with me right now. There's a lot of problems with me right now, but that's just sort of the status quo. All right. Again, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. We've got about a half hour left in the show. I'd love to hear your poetry. Would love for you to have the chance to promote whatever it is that's going on in your poetry world. And there you go. That's what we're all about. 646-716-7362. We have a caller from the, 909 area code. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello? Oh,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can.
Wonderful.
Who am I talking to?
Stephanie Jones.
Hi, Stephanie. Where are you calling from?
San Fernando Valley, California.
I've heard of it.
Okay, great to know. It's a wonderful place.
I'm actually in the middle of it right now. There's 3 palm trees right outside my house looking at me, you know, screaming the words Van Nuys at me. So do you have a poem?
I do, actually, and I would like to dedicate it to a Mr. Rene Wiltshire.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, I met him yesterday, actually, and I'm kind of stuck on him. He seems so incredible, but I was so shy I didn't get his number. So I'm hoping that if I perform this poem somewhere, anywhere, maybe he'll come find me, or I don't know. He just seems so special. I don't know how to describe it.
How did you meet him?
I met him at Subway, of all places. So
at Subway?
At Subway. A friend and I, we went to get lunch, and we saw him there, and she's like, he looks cool. You should talk to him. And I was like, sure, why not? So we talked to him, and he performs poetry, and he, I think, is a teacher at LAUSD. He's very big in music, and he just, he's very different than anyone I've ever met. So I'm hoping that if I perform this poem, I'll find him or he'll find me or something magical will happen.
How's he going to find you? Do you have a website or something he can go to contact you through, or Facebook or something?
Yeah, I have a Facebook. I have a Facebook page for my poetry. I'm also a performance poet, too.
Oh, cool. So, what's your Facebook page?
Facebook.com/hummingbirdbraille. That's all one word.
Hummingbird Braille. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this works.
I hope it does, too. If not, I'm just going to keep trying. Go to every open mic in L.A. until he finds me.
There's a lot of subways out there, too.
Go to every subway, give them my card. If this man shows up, let me know.
All right, let's hear your poem.
Yeah, sure. Dear future lover, when we first meet, in spite of how charming you'll be, I will immediately friend zone you. But please don't give up hope. I have this habit of holding remarkable things at arm's length, so come closer. I hope you don't mind. I keep hurricanes in my chest. Dear future lover, our first day will consist of curry and trips to the park after hours, the ones perched on the shoulders of mountaintops. We will use swing sets to steer the stars with, and I'll tell you when I look up, people swear I'm in prayer. Dear future lover, there will be times when I will call you from Target with existential questions like, why the hell are there 10 different brands of tampons when they're all going to the same place? And you'll laugh just to say, baby, it's cold outside, please come home. When you laugh at me, I'll say, God, that is my favorite song. Dear future lover, please be as patient as growing with me. Understand I'm not just a poet. I'm a midnight marauder of metaphors. I have black water for blood, so please don't be jealous. Yes, poetry will always be my first love, but I'm going home with you tonight. Dear future lover, when you say I love you for the first time, I promise I won't run. I won't put the ocean between us. I will just ask you, are you really ready for this? Are you ready for your ribcage to be made into a confessional? Imagine me this way. I'm a basin of freshwater ear. You stuck yourself in elbows deep just to see what an electrical storm feels like. I am made of fault lines and obtuse fragments. I am messy and beautiful, so difficult to love, but I've been told the best things in life are worth holding out both arms for. Dear future lover, when we finally meet, I will not recognize you by name or by face, but by the sky you carry, and I swear, when your lungs expand out towards the day, I will cherish the very breath you steal from morning. That's it.
Stephanie, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Hurricanes.
I'm really hoping that he finds it.
Well, he's certainly a fool if he doesn't. Hurricanes in my chest was an extraordinary line, that whole thing, the way you read it, I loved it. You know, a lot of performance poetry, I find, kind of, relies on the performance and very kind of, not that these are bad things to talk about, but, you know, the revolution and oppression and everything that's wrong with the world. And your piece was beautiful and positive and lovely and heart-wrenching all at the same time.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I don't know if you know this, but I run a weekly open reading at a coffee house in the San Fernando Valley, at the Cobalt Cafe in Canoga Park, every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. It's on Sherman Way, just west of Topanga, poetrysuperhighway.com/cobalt. Come by, sign up, read something.
Yes, of course, I'd love to.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if you can get that out there as much as possible, I really want him to hear it. I hope that he hears it.
I hope so, too. I hope that the people who go and eat at Subway also are people who listen to this show. I'm not sure. There hasn't been any, study done. There's no evidence indicating that that's the case, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I hope so.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling in. I really hope to see you some Tuesday night at the Cobalt.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd love to stop by.
Do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Stephanie, facebook.com/hummingbirdbraille.
Yes.
Thanks again for calling in, and do so again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
That was Stephanie from calling right here in the San Fernando Valley. If you're that guy from Subway, you know, I mean, who wouldn't want to be the kind of person who gets a poem like that written for him or her? Seriously, people. Stephanie, if you're still listening, you may get more than just that one guy contacting you after listening to that piece. Other people with other weather conditions inside their body calling you or Facebooking you, trying to deal with the fact that poetry might be your first love, but trying to get a piece of what's left. You know what I'm saying? All right, the number's 646-716-7362. About 20 minutes left in the show. We got time for you, so call in and read a poem. Our next caller is from the 585 area code. Hi.
Rick, how's it going? Decided to surprise you.
Is this David?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
A blast from the past.
I thought for sure you were either dead or you just for some reason got horribly offended by me and every time the radio show came on you just turned the other way and faced the wall.
Never. Oh no, I was kind of in the process of relocating. I'm in upstate New York right now. Western New York. That's where I've relocated to, Shortsville, New York, with a wonderful lady. She's my fiance, and I kept on trucking.
Well, for those not in the know, I was going to say this is David Neves from Newark, New Jersey, but that's just not the case anymore. You're a whole new person.
No,
David
I'm
Neves from Shortsville, New York.
Shortsville,
sorry.
That's okay. Let me get to this. Today's my mother's birthday, but I'm not going to read that poem. I'm going to read another one. I'm going to read a much lighter one. It's called Pseudo Friends Marmalade, and it goes like this. What are in these jars? Is there marmalade in these jars? Is grandiosity in these jars? Is it the self-pride, the bile of the ego, which is the golden calf, being spread like ever-thinning marmalade on stale, redundant bread, posing recurrent gossamer question, do you walk in truth? But what are really in these jars? But deep within my freezer, so what are in these jars? Would you look inside my freezer? What are really in these jars? I want to put you in my freezer, but only the choicest parts. So what are really in these jars, Mr. Bundy? There is no more marmalade, Mr. Dahmer. Do you really walk in truth? What are really in these jars? Inquiring minds would like to know. And thank you for putting the fucking lotion in the basket.
Oh, David. You may have changed states, but some things never change.
You're absolutely right. It's great to talk to you again, Rick. It's great. I've been missing the show. I've been keeping, tabs with the archives, and, I really miss calling up. And but I've been hearing the other poets, and it's really nice. It's really great. We're a community. We're a culture.
We're a culture.
We're a culture. A poet's culture. A poetic culture we are.
Cool. Well, congratulations on your new life, your new fiance, and it's good to hear your voice again. Thanks for calling in, David.
Th- Thank you, Rick. I'll be tuning in. Thank you.
No problem. All right. That was the illustrious and infamous David Neves, who used to call in from New Jersey. But now that he's not from New Jersey, I'm not sure I'm allowed to make as much fun of him as I did in the past. So, David, there's a new respect I have for you. We'll see. We'll see how that lasts. Or maybe you'll bring shame to the people of Shortsville, New York, through your participation here. I don't know. In any case, it's going to be fun. I have no doubt. So hope all is well with you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, call in. We got 15 minutes left. The number is 646-716-7362. Or as previously revealed, you can just click on that little S and Skype in. There's probably other technological or mystical ways to connect with the show. I'm not aware of what those are. You'll have to do your own research on that. Our next caller is from the, 902 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
And who's this?
My name is Bauke Kamstra. I'm calling from Nova Scotia, which is probably almost as far away as I can get from you and be on the same continent.
It sounds like it. But yes. It's not a contest.
No, no.
In fact, I think it's the coolest thing in the world when people from far away call. I mean, we had a caller from Jamaica call a couple of months ago, which was very exciting. And in rare past shows, people from Israel and Europe have called in. So it's just one of the coolest things about doing a show like this, which is accessible on the internet. It's literally accessible to everyone in the world, no matter where they are. So I'm so glad that you're here, Nova Scotia. There was a little bit of static during your name. Tell me your name again.
First name is Bauke.
Bauke.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Bauke, do you have a poem for us?
I do have a poem. It's called I Will Go. I will go to the city where the girls dance with scissoring legs, smart legs that laugh, while long-snouted horns goldly preen under lamps, moaning devastated lives. I would dance too, stomping around in my shorts with a wide, wide hat to save my merriment from the tenement's fears. I'd niddle the wine consecrated to mirth and make it a game to avoid the cracks, yet count them under my breath. Only the perfect people here with their famous smiles made of bright teeth, snapping at bits of wit for sushi breath, poking the enhanced flesh, when the sun suddenly climbs, greasy murk and raven silhouettes make battlements, and the people flee full-length disclosure. Go. I will leave the city behind, with its gray rivers and heart's lament. I can find a place where the waters are still, where the gracious limbs embrace an unassuming sigh. I will lie there on the flowered grass and take my rest.
Very nice, Bauke.
Thank you. And if people are interested, I am at Weird on Twitter. That's at symbol WYRDE. And I write every day, and I put out anywhere from 30 to 70 micro poems a day.
Oh, so cool.
W-Y-R-D-E. It's an old word for word.
Understood. I'm a fan of micro-poetry. Oh, sorry, I typed it wrong. W-Y-R-D-E. There you go, on Twitter. Micro-poetry is fun. I subscribe to a daily email of a publication called Tiny Words, where they email out a micro poem every day. So if you're interested in micro poetry, you can check that out as well. Is there a reading or anything that goes on, or a poetry community in Nova Scotia that you participate in?
I do go Tuesday nights to local open mic. Most open mics around here are music, of course,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
I'm more or less the resident poet at this open mic at a local cafe.
Cool. What's the city in Nova Scotia?
City. Well, there's a city 100 kilometers away called Halifax. I'm far enough back in the boonies that my internet packets go out by dog sled.
Well, that's it's impressive that your connection is so good. Cool. Well, glad to hear it, and good to know that poetry is happening in the boonies as well up there in Nova Scotia. Thank you so much for calling in, Volka.
My pleasure. Nice. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. All right, that was Balka calling from nowhere in particular, just sort of a general area somewhere up there in Nova Scotia. It could be anywhere. Just if you want to see him, just head out to Nova Scotia and start wandering around the wilderness, and you might run into him somewhere in the 100-kilometer outside of Halifax ratio. So it should be pretty easy. Look for the dogs carrying packets of internet data. That's I think that's how you'll find him. Or just check him out on Twitter at WYRDE. All right, moving on. Our next caller is from the 425 area code. Hello, 425.
Hello, Rick. This is T.L. Stokes. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, two Canadian callers in a row.
No, actually, I'm in Ames Lake near... between Falls City and Redmond in Washington State.
Oh, well, close to the border there. I guess you're the one fending off the Canadian invasion.
Yes, I am.
Well, we all thank you for your hard work in that endeavor.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I took some of your advice a few months ago when I last read on your show. You encouraged me to do some open mics and some public reading, and I said, well, I don't know. I'm kind of used to just writing on my own, but I actually did step out, and I was featured poet at PNC Coffee in West Seattle.
Awesome. So you just went to some open mics, and then they were so enamored that they booked you as a featured poet.
Well, actually, I did a little research and found two venues that sounded pretty good. So I wrote to them, and one of them, Leopoldo, is the host of the West Seattle venue, and he did say, well, you should come to some open mics and, you know, kind of get your feet wet, and then he put me on the schedule. So suddenly I was faced with, you know, kind of going in cold.
Right. Was it a good experience?
It was. It was frightening, but a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to do it again.
Fantastic. Well, Tia, do you have a poem for us today?
I do. I just wanted to mention that earlier love poem that the woman read, searching for that perfect stranger. That was phenomenal.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was Stephanie Jones.
Yeah, that was great. All right, this poem is called In Here We Are All a Little Broken. DSHS office on a Monday. In the sea of 30 souls, one man stands out. Milk star blue-eyed Richard sits next to a little girl with black hair and Girl Scout cookies, and her Latino mother with the melted face with scars like a scatter of ashes. Light flashes from the mother's ivory teeth when she smiles into her cell phone. The girl shares a cookie with blue-eyed Richard, who says, "It is good and thank you very much." The little girl is beautiful. Richard wears a baseball cap over the red of his eyes. Sweet old alcohol breath tells me his mother kind of started it all, murdered in Colorado in 1997. Then stops when something bothers his eyes. His right hand begins to shake, and he tells me, "Didn't want to cry in here. I rode a bus out to handle the Social Security. Never should have come, been sober for a while. And now I'm sick, and they took all the money from checking for child support, and that was my bus ticket home to North Dakota. And last night, you won't believe it, I slept outside. God, this weather, it's colder here. I don't want to do that again." Imagine those milk star blue eyes opening and closing in the night from the dark huddle, puff of a burnt down cigarette. how pink the fingers got. Fire he lit in his gut, thinking it would keep him warm, and in his head blow all the candles out.
Well, stellar as always, TL.
Thank you, Rick.
They won't dare cross the border after hearing that.
That's great.
Cool. Well, I've got a bunch of other callers, so I'm going to try to get through as many as I can in the few minutes I have left. But I always appreciate you calling in, and congratulations on getting out there in front of people.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for hosting this.
My pleasure. All right. That was T.L. Stokes calling from the great state of Washington, keeping us safe in the north. Our next caller, let's see, a blocked caller, probably a cell phone or blocked caller. Who's on the air?
Michael?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Well, I know you're pressed on time. Good to talk to you. This is called, I wrote this, this came out of my National Poetry Month. It's a semi-sonnet called The Holy Hounding. My youth is not lost, Atlantis. This is how I grieve. The flesh still sensates, endowed from the soul, braving the symptoms, the scent of refuel, the scent of refusal to withdraw from concert-going days. Rick, I know you probably want to get another call or two in.
Good job, Michael. Succinct as always. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Take care. See you next month.
All right. Bye. That was Michael from Birmingham, Alabama. Always conscious of our time here. Thank you, Michael. Seeing if we can get a couple more in. 585, hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Vincent. You know me from Rochester, but right now I happen to be in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
cool, Vincent.
I know you're pressed, so I'll get to it. I'm a friend of Larry. That's where we first met.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay. Anyway, I want to read a short tanka. A tanka. It's called On Flowers.
Go for it.
Newborns reach skyward, fresh-faced, beauty, hungers, thirsts, hopes, to safety, embrace, while the sun's bright abundance infuses the gift of color.
Very nice, great tanka there, Vincent. We started out with a haibun, and now we have a tanka. It's a Japanese poetry day here on Poetry Superhighway Live. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, that was Vincent calling from Rochester. Calling from Florida, though he happens to be normally from Rochester. It gets very confusing. All right, 215. Hi.
Hi, Rick. Good to talk to you again. This is Hanoch Guy.
Hi, Hanoch. Nice to talk to you
like
as well.
I'd like to read the first poem in my new book, Terra Treblinka, Holocaust Poems.
Is it a short one? Because I only have 2 minutes left.
Well, you'll cut me if you need to. I think it's enough.
Okay.
There are children all over the yard, hidden well in bushes, spectacle trembling through the air, exhaling tremors under my bare feet. At noon, everything stands still. Small windows appearing at me, toying with my beard's reflection. There are children all over, their finger crisscrossing the yard like scissors, standing in line for a hot bowl of soup. There are children all over the yard, cuddled in corners, crawling under grass blades, holding their breath under mushrooms, dripping on walls, clotting in a split second, pressing their hands to my palm in silent stillness. All over the yard. Thank you.
Very nice. Hanoch, remind us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. All right. Well, great to hear your voice. I'm glad we got to fit that poem in. Thanks so
Absolutely.
Much for calling in.
Thank you,
right.
Rick.
Thank you. That was Hanoch Guy calling from Philadelphia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's just a minute left, so I can't take any more callers. It's always, you know, so amounts of callers at the beginning of the show and then tons of people right at the end when I can't fit you in. So keep that in mind. Start calling it at the beginning of the show, and that'll panic me early on, and we'll get through everyone, et cetera. So great to have everyone calling in. Thanks so much. Our next show is going to be on Sunday, June 9th at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So you do the math if you don't live in Pacific time. You can check out all of our past shows in the archive at blogtalkradio.com/PSH or on the Poetry Superhighway website. You can click directly to a particular show if you go to the Poetry Superhighway live link there and click on the show title. Thanks so much for calling in, everyone. Great show today. We'll be back next month. Happy month after Poetry Month.